the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Joel and Hannah with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland remains a holdout for tenancy law reform after New South Wales proposed to end no-fault evictions last week. With nearly 2 million renters in the state, protections for Queensland renters and housing security fall behind New South Wales, Victoria and the ACT, who will prohibit or look to prohibit landlords from evicting tenants during or at the end of their lease without cause. Queensland Council of Social Services CEO Amy MCV says Queensland's relative lack of tenant protections combined with uncapped rent increases is pushing Queenslanders out of the unfair private rental market and into homelessness.
In recent weeks, artist Lavinia Lethaby has begun painting a mural alongside women from the Central African Republic in Townsville. Centre coordinator Julia Stever commissioned the project upon recognising a need for a community space for the female refugees in the group. Townsville has seamlessly become a home to almost 400 refugees from the Central African Republic who have been displaced from their home nation due to civil war. Townsville has been a good fit for the refugees partly due to its climate, which is similar to that of the Central African Republic, and because of farming-related opportunities in the area.
In national news, a report released by Deakin University suggests that exercise physiologists and dietitians can be made integral to dealing with issues in mental health. Two groups of people with moderate symptoms of depression were subjected to either lifestyle changes as specified by health professionals or cognitive behavioural therapy over 8 weeks. Those subjected to dietary and exercise changes experienced a 42% reduction of symptoms compared to a 37% reduction in the other group. Academics reported that at the very least, diet and exercise has a place at the heart of good psychiatric care.
Period poverty remains a significant issue for many Australians, a new report from charity Share the Dignity has found, with as many as 3 in 5 struggling to afford menstrual products. The charity's third triennial report surveyed more than 150,000 people from across the nation and found that nearly 1 in 5 respondents reported needing to use improvised period products due to cost barriers. The survey found that stigma, pain, and cost concerns surrounding menstruation continue to have a substantial effect on people who menstruate's abilities to study, work, and play sports. Share the Dignity's founder, Rochelle Courtenay, says access to free period products, particularly in educational institutions, is important for combating period poverty.
In international news, a new study has found that eating processed red meat may raise a person's risk of dementia. The study presented at the 2024 Alzheimer's Association International Conference revealed that people who ate 2 servings of processed meat a week were 14% more likely to develop dementia compared to those who ate 3 servings a month. Lead researcher Yuhan Lee says the findings follow similar health risks of processed meat consumption, like increased risk of colorectal cancer, but that replacing at least 1 serving of meat with a serving of nuts or legumes can decrease dementia risk.
For your weather today, it's a sunny day in Brisbane with a few light winds. It's currently 13 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4zzz.org/news. If the fact is that we're not built to last, then I don't want